Now, pause here. Yes, right here on the bench under the canopy. Take a breath. Look around you. The slope, the light, the rustling. It is certainly nature in its full blossom. But nothing here is actually accidental. This bench you're sitting on was once a tree. You ask whether I know the Ben tree personally? Well, not really, my friend. I predate the bench-making commemoration for better or worse. But isn't it nice to materialize the gentle rotation of nature into a wood seating, warm from sunlight? I urge you to feel the texture of your seat. Notice how polished the surface is, how the grain remains telling. Run your hand across it, the quiet evidence of seasons lived. Perhaps you have already noticed a little piece of metal in the corner. It is the same label that the tree has once carried while standing. A little piece of textual evidence that proves its once exhibit as part of a living collection. Each bench here at the Arboretum is custom made, its shape chosen to suit the personal taste of our donor. A quiet kind of honoring, a gesture of continuity. What unravels before you now is a landscape just as carefully curated. It may appear effortless, natural, but don't be fooled. This view comes straight from the hand of Olmsted, the man who famously designed Central Park in New York City. Unsurprisingly, he has deep roots in Boston as well. You see, after Wilson brought me here, it is Olmsted and their mutual friend Surgeon that plants me into the soil, both literally and aesthetically. It is Olmsted's decision to group us by botanical kinship. It is the father of landscape history himself who argued fiercely for my place, a foreign poplar here in the New England landscape. In a letter to Sargent, Olmsted argued, "Only trained landscape designers could adequately judge why certain plants look distinctly in place in certain situations and why others' plants do not." His design here, the groupings of species by botanical family, would become a blueprint when they reach far beyond this hue. Next time you walk the emerald necklace and see a Dias greenwood, a sea buckthorn, a Japanese barberry or rose, even a tree of heaven. All foreign species, remember that daring vision started here. So my friend, lean on us, please, if you like. You are sitting with history. When you feel fully rested, I will be awaiting you at the end of the forking trail ahead on the right. Our last stop on this journey, the Leventritz Garden.